The A66 has seen a couple of spectacular light shows this morning. One very welcome, one much less welcome. The sun rose in an incredibly fierce orange glow, as if Mother Nature had switched on a three-bar fire on the horizon. It then moved across Middlehaven, illuminating the clouds in beautiful peach and purple. Unfortunately, the other light show is red and blue flashing lights on the back of a police car, some orange lights on the back of safety vehicles as well, which have been bouncing off the road and onto the road signs. And that, of course, signifies that the road here is closed and there's a diversion in place. Now, this is because there was a crash here around 10 o'clock last night. A blue Peugeot car collided with the Central Reservation close to the junction with the A172 Martin Road. It shedded a significant amount of oil and that has closed the road. The driver and the passenger of the vehicle are being treated for minor injuries at the James Cook University Hospital. But it has led to disruption. I've driven past the scene. There's no obvious signs of oil on the road, but there are workmen who have clearly been trying to soak it up with sand. They've then got into the middle of the carriageway and started brushing it back off again. And the latest updates from the police is that the oil in question is just engine oil, so it's non-toxic, but they're advising cars, bikes and vans and other vehicles to follow an eastbound diversion, which is a bit of police talk there, but they follow an eastbound diversion onto the 1085 Trunk Road and then pick up the A66 again at Cargo Fleet Lane. HGV drivers, though, have been told to avoid the area completely and take the A174 instead if they're going out towards East Cleveland, and we're told that it will be at least 9 o'clock before the road opens again. Clearly this could cause some amount of disruption because A66 is a very busy road in and out of Middlesbrough. The one thing that might make it slightly less troublesome is that it is at least an eastbound diversion, which, and you would expect probably more cars would be coming into Middlesbrough than going out. The complicating factor is that the A172 is the road towards Stokesley, but that's also Martin Road. Martin Road is notoriously busy, and if there are a lot of cars coming from the centre of Middlesbrough trying to go onto Martin Road, that could cause quite a lot of problems, so you probably want to set off early. But keep listening to BBC Tees this morning for constant updates on the situation. At the moment, the traffic's doing okay pretty much. It's just about 5 minutes to 7 o'clock, although there are a few worrying signs that trucks are beginning to slow down as they get to the orange flashing lights in the back of the repair van. So maybe the trouble's beginning to start. But hopefully it won't get too bad throughout the morning.